Hello, our names are Annalise.
And Kate, we are here to tell you about our service trip at the end of the summer.
Emma Maine was unfortunately unable to attend today, but she graciously told us her thoughts on the experience in the following words that she wrote. We started our youth group trip from church on a scorching hot Sunday. We drove to Salem, Massachusetts in two cars. It was already exciting. We arrived in Salem and found the house we were staying in. It was amazing. We settled in, got groceries, and had dinner.
The next day, we arrived at the service dog project around 9 a.m. Everybody was excited. Our first job was to clean the barn attic. For the next hour, everyone was moving, sorting, counting, and labeling all the boxes.
When we were done, we went outside to clean some cages. We had a hose and some soap. Somehow, we all managed to get wet.
After we finished the work at the service dog project, we went to Crane Beach. We played volleyball, buried people in sand, and just hung out. Everyone had a blast. When we got home, we played the best game of hide-and-seek ever.
The next day at the service dog project, we cleaned out the basement. We all stood next to each other and passed the boxes down the line. It was really fun.
At lunch, the owner of the service dog project, Carlene, sat with us and told us about how she made the service dog project.
It was really amazing to hear about how much hard work went into making everything possible. It is incredible how much of an impact these dogs have on people.
These dogs stabilize people who need assistance getting around and are a loyal companion. The Service Dog Project has helped many people find a furry friend that helps them throughout their day.
That night we went on a ghost tour of Salem. We walked around Salem and saw lots of haunted houses and heard lots of spooky stories. We learned about the Salem witch trials. It might have been less scary if it wasn't so dark.
Afterwards, we made ice cream sundaes. We went through the fridge trying to find toppings. We did find some 8-year-old chocolate sauce that we didn't realize how old it was until after we ate it.
We spent our final day in New Hampshire at Canobie Lake Park. We all had fun on the many rides before heading back to Hinesburg. It was such a great trip.
What I've learned about being part of the Hinesburg Youth Project is how great it feels to help people. When I'm assisting others, I have an amazing feeling that I'm making a difference.
Anyone can feel that way when they are helping others. I've also learned how much we can accomplish when we work together.
Thank you, Pastor Jared, Barbara Fourhour, and Amy Patrick for all their hard work to make this trip possible.
We would also like to thank Carlene for giving us the opportunity to help her at the Service Dog Project.